Morning Show, ESPN Radio 93.5, Lance and Jeremy Warner. Will visit with Austin Kim, formerly of Channel 3, sports director in Columbia, Missouri. We'll ask him about the announcement tonight of point guard Jimmy Witt. See if he has any ideas if Illinois is going to be the one that Jimmy Witt picks. We'll do that about 3:40. Right now, though, we're going to continue our run to get you ready for high school football that starts August 29th. We're going to go to the Jupiter's at the Crossing phone line on Tuesdays. Get half off large pizzas all day at Jupiter's at the Crossing. We welcome in Tuscola coach Rick Reinhardt. How you doing, coach?
I'm doing great. That great time of year, man.
Oh, isn't it? Hey, who won the Super Bowl tickets, by the way, at the Bash for Cash?
Well, you know, we had a minimum bid, which was quite a bit, and although some people came down and looked at it, they just, you know, the pockets just weren't quite deep enough for that big a venture, because you know, it was tickets, all inclusive airfare, and it was quite a deal. But you'd have to be a radio announcer to have that kind
right.
of money.
Right, Lon K kind of salary to afford that. Yeah, why weren't you down there, Lon?
I know he invited me. Coach invited me. I just wasn't able to make it.
Hey, well yeah. Coach, I know. Go ahead.
You know how it is. You know, one down year, everybody disappeared. That's okay.
Well, Coach, tell me a little bit. We probably make a bigger deal out of the weather than it matters, but are you happy as a coach that it's starting to heat up a little bit so your kids can get used to this?
Well, I think it's good. I mean, you know, obviously, you know, and the reason I say that, because we've had great practices, and last night was not a good one, and that was, you know, getting ready to, you know, the school grind and the heat all hit at once, and we went a little longer, and so we didn't have a great practice. We got to rebound today and get back after it.
He's just going.
So, yes, we're glad that we would rather be hot now and get ready for it than cooler later, and then hopefully be cooler later.
Sure.
He's Tuscola coach Rick Reinhardt. Well, Coach, what did it mean for this program's psyche to bounce back and get to the playoffs after ending that 18-year playoff streak the year before?
Well, it meant a lot to our kids and everybody in the community. I mean, you know, 4 or 5 years ago, we knew we were going to be really good for a while, and then there was going to be a 2-year period where we're going to have to win every game we possibly could to keep the streak alive. And you know, we missed it by one game. Kind of that last game, we didn't quite come through. And you know, at that particular time, the senior leadership that we really needed, they did as good as they could. We just couldn't quite get the job done. And we went with a lot of young kids. And anytime you play a lot of young kids, you play in our league, it's going to be tough to win. But, you know, 4-5 for that group really was a pretty good year. So it was great to get back and go 5-4. And now these kids have all got a lot of experience. They've got a taste of the bad, and they got a taste of the good. So let's just see which one's more important to them.
Coach, foreshadowing a little bit, we're going to ask you about one of those young players that has played a lot, and it's going to mean a lot to you, and also about a new conference coming up. But what have you seen from your team just through the first, let's say, week and a half of practice here?
I've seen tremendous gains in the weight room paying off on the field. You know, Andy Romine is in charge of our weight program, and he's just a great up and young coach, and does a great job on everything he does. And now that they've changed the schedule where he can get over here and do the weight program in the morning, those kids are all lifting before school, and we're going to be able to play faster and better. And it's kind of like it was, you know, when we were in the 08, 9, 10, 11, when I was in charge of the weight program and had a part-time PE position, everybody was lifting and everybody great. You know, it tremendous gains, and it paid off. And then we kind of got away from that a little bit, and now Andy's back in there, and I'm helping out all I can. And it's good to see our kids back there training and getting ready. And, you know, when you're in great shape and you physically feel good about yourself, you got a good chance to be successful. And I think that it's going to pay off.
Well, quarterback spot, you've got a kid now that's going into his third year as a starter, and he started as a freshman. Nick Bates, just a junior, but again, 3 years as a starter. Is he ready to make the giant leap, if you will?
Well, you know, I thought he made a big leap between freshman and sophomore year. I mean, his first game that he started as a quarterback was against Moroa, and that's probably one of the best Moroa teams ever. And, you know, he went out there and did the best he could and got his feet wet. And I said, it can only get better after that.
Right.
And it has gotten better. Now he's, you know, he went to the U of I camp and he got in there with the group of the top quarterbacks in the Midwest and held his own. So we're excited for him, and I think more importantly, he's got a better cast around him this year where he can, you know, he can do things that he does and super smart. But, you know, he's just one component. We're very fortunate to have a great senior class. Got about 14 seniors, which is up. So we're looking forward to the team performance, not an individual performance.
Yeah, so what are some of the other strengths of that team around him? Who are some other names we'll hear this year?
Well, you know, we got our secondary. We played in the playoff game. We got our secondary back. Everybody that played in the secondary is back. Zach Bates, Josh Knight, Tyler Hale, Blake Woodard. So anytime you've got secondary, especially with everybody running the run-gun pass stuff, to have that back there, that's going to be really good. And we've got our linebackers back, Cole Evans, Nick Henderson. And then we had a kid by the name of Keegan Kipper that's just really went lights out in the weight room. He's like 40 pounds heavier in a year and a half, and I think he's going to be dominating. And then up front, we got Clayton Turner back on the defensive line. So, you know, I think that and also Griffin Day. So, you know, that's some starters back on a pretty good defense towards the end of the year. And I don't know if I mentioned Cole Evans. Cole Evans, he'll be a running back, linebacker. We think Cole's going to have a tremendous year. He got banged up a little bit last year. And, you know, we look for those people to have a big year, really do.
Well, you go from the OCAW to these new Central Illinois Conference. I mean, you're familiar with a lot of these teams,
right,
that were in the OCAW with you, some in the division, some in the other division. Is there any kind of transition for you guys, or is this just kind of business as normal?
I think it's business as normal. I mean, I'm an old-time OCAW Valley fan, you know. I mean, I still would like to see us playing Unity and Monticello,
sure,
and Villa Grove and Arcola the way it used to be. It would be the way it's Central Illinois football is supposed to be, and it'd be 8 mile trips instead of 40 and 50.
Yep.
But, you know, we just let Mr. Hornaday worry about the schedule, and we've got our schedule, and we'll look down, see who we play that week, and do everything we can to get ready to put a team out there that represents what we feel is one of the better programs around.
Yeah, and I obviously no more Unity, no more Moreau Forsyth, no more Argenta Orienta, who's in the Little Oco. How does the conference look in terms of who would you peg as maybe the favorites in your conference?
Well, you know, St. Teresa is definitely going to be in the hunt, and I think Shelbyville is going to be very, very good. They may be the team to beat. Meridian with Scott Davis, they're going to be in the mix. Sullivan's going to get better now, yeah, you know, now that Gerald Temples has taken over. So, you know, it's a bunch of old OCAW guys coming back, you know. So I think it's going to be a very even conference, and it's just going to be who can stay healthy and,
yep,
and continue to get better as the year goes through.
Well, Coach Reinhart, when we're talking about your team, you know, come playoff time,
mm-hmm,
what's the identity? What will we be talking about is the identity of this team?
I think that hopefully we're going to talk about a team that just, you know, that once the gun goes off, we play hard and we play up to the whistle, and we're going to be known hopefully for a great defense and special teams and controlling the ball. You know, I don't know if we're going to be a run-gun team like we were at 11 where we, you know, throw it 40 or 50 times. But I think that we're going to be a team that I really liked our football intelligence, and I like that our senior leadership and the fact that, you know, everybody's just a positive aura. It's really good right there. We haven't seen that for a couple of years. And I'll be honest, it's been fun to go to practice every day. It really has. So, you know, I've seen a lot of teams come and go. And
yep,
just because they're good kids doesn't mean we're going to win. But I like our chances.
Awesome. And speaking of practice, you got it in 9 minutes. So we got to let Coach do. Do us a favor, though. Blake Water, great kid. He job shadowed me one day. Followed Jeremy and I around. Just do us a favor when practice starts. Just say you've got an extra lap, Blake. Thanks to the Tay and Jay Show.
Considered done.
I love it. Coach Reinhart.
About one for each one of you. That'd be better.
There you go.
Whatever you want.
Yeah. Do one one
because
way and
you
one
know,
the other.
We're a team, so whatever he has to do for doing something wrong, everybody's going to be right next to him. So
I love it.
That'd be a good way to start practice.
Right.
Like it.
Now,
get you guys on staff.
All the kids will hate the Tay and Jay Show going forward. I love it. Coach Reinhart, thank you so much, buddy. Good luck this year.
Thank you.
All right, good stuff. Rick Reinhart, he's got a great sense of humor.
Man, practice. Ripping off names. Scott Davis used to be at St. T.
Now he's at Meridian. Great coach.
Jerry Temples.
Gerald Temples, who's at Mattoon forever. He coached a little bit Central A&M under Mark Ramsey as well. Coach Temples, I think, was at Arcola as well. I mean, he's one of those guys that just knows what he's doing. That conference loaded with some good coaches. Rick Reinhart right at the top of that list as well. Should be interesting. It's another one of those deals where on Saturday morning, I'm going to look at that paper about two or three times to remember who's in what conference, yep, who's playing who. But that's what happens with change.